91X News.
It's 8 degrees and cloudy. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X News. Queen West police are looking for a missing Trenton man. James Solner was last seen at his place of employment at 10 o'clock yesterday morning. He is operating a green 2002 Pontiac Grand Am. 31-year-old Solner is 5'8", 170 pounds, and has blonde brush cut hair. If you have any information about the whereabouts of Solner, contact Quinney West OPP as soon as possible. Central Hastings OPP would like to advise the motoring public of road resurfacing on Highway 62 from an area south of Quinn Molac Road north to Moira Lake. Extra caution is required while traveling through this area, and always obey the flag person. Police would also like to remind the public that speeding fines are doubled in construction zones. Someone claiming to be the killer of a teenage girl in Armstrong, BC, has sent police a letter suggesting that there could be more violence against women. 18-year-old Taylor Van Diest was beaten to death on Halloween night, but police have no suspects. Mayor Chris Piper says people in the community of 5,000 people have to take all personal safety precautions.
And I think just since this case broke on Halloween, we have to be a careful community, as if it happened in anybody's community, you have to be careful until the people or persons are caught.
RCMP say they can't speculate about the letter's authenticity, but are trying to determine who may have sent it. The U.S. government is ordering TransCanada to reroute its controversial Keystone XL pipeline away from environmentally sensitive areas of Nebraska. The Associated Press quotes two senior State Department sources who are familiar with the proposed project to carry Alberta oil sands crude to refineries in Texas. It says the move could delay a final American decision on the project until the presidential election. The decision will require an environmental review, and that could take at least a year. An association that represents restaurants across Canada says national fast food chains like McDonald's aren't in the wrong for banning employees from wearing poppies. Garth White, the president of the Canadian Restaurant and Food Services Association, says the iconic flower could pose a safety concern because either the poppy itself or the pin that holds it in place could fall on the food and become a choking hazard. White says the ban is not a slight to veterans, and there are many chances for employees to wear the symbol when they are not handling food. U.S. presidential hopeful Rick Perry says, "I'm only human." The Texas governor has an embarrassing moment during last night's Republican presidential debate. After saying he would cut three federal agencies as president, Perry could only come up and with the names of two. Perry told ABC's Good Morning America he's confident voters will forgive his temporary brain cramp.
If they're looking for the slickest debater or the best, smoothest politician, I may not be it. But if they're looking for someone who is a principled fiscal conservative, they know they can count on me every day.
While Perry's earlier flubs brought him down from the top of the polls and forced a shift in campaign strategy, this one has prompted questions about whether he can even continue in the race. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Trish Allison with sports.
In local hockey tonight, the Kingston Voyages are playing host to the Trenton Golden Hawks. Puck drops at 7. Elsewhere, Brampton is in Oakville, Milton heads to Newmarket, and Buffalo takes on Stouffville. In Empire B, it's a clash of the top two teams in Division A as the Port Hope Panthers play the Picton Pirates. That game is set to start at 7:30. In the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs are in St. Louis to try to put an end to a two-game losing streak. And in Boston, it's Taylor versus Tyler as the Edmonton Oilers visit the Boston Bruins. Hall and Sagan were the two big names in last year's NHL draft. Elsewhere, Winnipeg is home to Florida, Montreal visits Phoenix, and Vancouver plays at Los Angeles. Thursday Night Football is back in the NFL this evening. The San Diego Chargers will entertain AFC West rival Oakland. Each team is 4-4. Kansas City is also tied for the division lead. The Raiders swept the two-game season series for the Chargers last year. NBA owners and players are meeting again, hoping to reach a deal to end the lockout, but aware of the consequences if they fail. The sides met for 12 hours yesterday, passing Commissioner David Stern's deadline for players to accept the league's current proposal or face one that would be much worse. Owners are calling for a 50-50 split, which the players would consider if they get the concessions they seek on the system. That's sports. Here's Jose DeBarros with 91X Weather.
Today, mainly cloudy, a high of 8. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of plus 1. And tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, high of plus 5. It's 8 degrees. I'm Jose DeBarros with Trish Allison. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4 o'clock.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.